broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And yes, indeed, we're convinced the checks and balances absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founders, one of the great restoration tools we have. We reject revolution. Go study history. It rarely turns out well. But we do support the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. The quick recap of yesterday's broadcast available online at our new and improved website, libertyroundtable.com. Live and on demand, free and archived on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on demand radio, free on your Roku player. Not only Liberty Roundtable, but many other incredible talk shows as well. You can listen to us online 24/7. You can get the podcasts for our show and many other incredible shows as well at libertynewsradio.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. That's new and improved. We've been adding to the schedule. We've been adding podcasts and a whole lot more archival opportunities so you can listen anywhere, anytime. Our goal is to make sure that you can listen so many places it'll knock your socks off. That's one of the ways we freely support the great sacred cause of liberty, and we ask for your support in every way, including financial. If you want an award-winning news service to deliver a news feed to your inbox every day, or if you want to just check it out with an RSS feed with your reader, or you want to just go to the website with a bookmark, whatever you like, libertynewsdaily.com gets that done. Incredible news the networks refuse to use at all. Liberty Roundtable Associated websites, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com, and our incredible promotion of freeing innocents in prison, thefreedomcoalition.com. Check out all the websites. Donate. Do all you can to help us, would you please? Every penny will be considered sacred money to restore the republic and to tell the tale of news the networks refuse to use and take on the mainstream press like never before. Yesterday, first hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about Brian's Fourth Amendment rights were violated by cops that think they're law enforcement folks rather than peace officers. And we talked about important lessons for us to consider. Brian did report the abuse to his local county sheriff, the chief law enforcement officer in his county. And sadly, some of the deputies view themselves as law enforcement personnel rather than peace officers. We citizens, ladies and gentlemen, need to befriend our sheriffs and police officers. And we need to really understand that we can't let the police go federal on us. We talked about U.S. strikes in Syria induced by false flag operation. We talked about it's another GOP civil war, which side are you on? Article by Joseph Farah, WND.com. We talked about McCain's On with Wolf Blitzer, CNN. And they say Rand Paul doesn't have much influence in the Senate. And McCain doesn't listen to anything Senator Rand Paul says. So what you got is a civil war in the Republican Party. Whose side are you on? The McCain's and the insiders, the Paul Ryans? Or are you on the, well, in fact, you can see the split in Kentucky. You got the two senators on both sides of this, big time. Rand Paul on one side and that other goofball on the other, huh? Tensions rise as U.S. sends ships to Korea. What are we doing that for? Folks, are we escalating war at every turn? I think Donald Trump should be impeached for the airstrike on Syria. No one else has the guts to say what I'm saying, folks. Donald needs to be impeached over this. You say, what? Why? He has no authority to commit a strike like this. He was not in an emergency defensive posture to defend America. The commander-in-chief didn't have to take action unilaterally to decide this. If he can demonstrate that that's the case, I'll think differently. But until then, I don't see it that way. Congress alone has the authority to declare war. And if we really have an issue with Syria, then it's appropriate the president goes to Congress and says, Congress, I need you to authorize this. We've got to take action, and here's why. And if Congress agrees and if the constituents of Congress says, you know what, we agree, then so be it. But until then, the president, the Trumpster, the Donald, does not have authority, folks. Hour two, if you had one choice, which would you choose, water, running water or electricity? We chose running water. But it's a serious thing to consider. We talked about Tim Tebow doing a great job in baseball. South Carolina giving him the first-class treatment down there. We talked about cattle that escaped from a St. Louis slaughterhouse. I guess they're headed to an animal sanctuary, writes Nancy Cambria. Did you know we had animal sanctuaries for cattle? Did you know we had those? What about baby sanctuaries from, you know, the abortionists, from the Planned Parenthoods? Huh? Do we have baby sanctuaries, huh? What about baby sanctuaries for our own babies when we're running around bombing Syria, saying we have to do it, we've got to protect the babies? What about the babies in our own country? Neil Gorsuch just got, appointed, confirmed, set apart, inaugurated? What do you call it? Set confirmed. Forth on the bench? Well, it's confirmed, but what about the swearing-in part, Kurt?
I think they did that, too.
Yeah, that's called the swearing-in, not the confirmation. I'm just kind of joking and saying, Is it an inauguration? What is it really? Because, you know, these justices are beat up so hard. We don't determine if they'll really obey the law. What we do is we politically attack them for 6 weeks or whatever the number is. And if they can handle it, then they're somehow endorsed. And I'm not sure if that's really confirmed because we changed the law to confirm. Is that really a confirmation? We pretend it's the nuclear option. When we get all done, I'm not sure if it's really advice and consent. And I'm not sure if it's really constitutional. In most cases, with a Donald, it was more constitutional than most because he did put up his list and say, hey, give me advice and consent on this thing. But then Congress plays games. And so do they really confirm him? There's a significant number of senators would say, no, they Shanghai'd us. And so is it the inauguration? Is it the swearing in? Is it the coordination? Is it the star chamber? What is it? Don't really know. But anyway, you got a Supreme Court justice there now that's as pro-life as you can get, they say. So what about a baby sanctuary? I'm just asking. Mick Mulvaney set to tell agencies across government to cut for serious, substantial cuts. I hope it's true, because boy, do we need that in government. Each missile that blasted Assad's base cost $1 million. We spent $60 million in one unconstitutional blast of pro-war without authority. I'm telling you, Donald Trump should be impeached over this. Russia's threatened now to strike back at the Donald. So I don't know how all that's going to go, but I don't want to really take on the Russians. I don't think that's what we ought to do at all. The Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, did you know we had one of those? Well, I guess they forced Wells Fargo to pay a bunch of money. Why? Because the OSHA Whistleblower Protection Program demanded it. This guy blew the whistle on problems and fraud within OSHA. They fired the guy. The guy eventually struck back and used the OSHA Whistleblower Protection Program and, well, got pay dirt. That's all the more reason just to shut down that unconstitutional agency. Donald, get to work. Congress, you're missing in action. Come on, get back to work. Records show deep ties between the FBI and Best Buy computer geeks or analysts. I guess they're all spying on us, looking for computer porn. Whatever happened to your First Amendment rights? Well, when technology came in, your First Amendment, Second Amendment, and Fourth and Fifth Amendments, and right to privacy and right to free speech are all gone, it seems. We got to defend them like no other, folks. Anyway, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, ask Kurt. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. It's 801-669-2211. Now, I want to talk about pot for a while, Kurt. Got to talk about pot. They say pot's supposed to stay on the ground, even where it's legal to get high. But you got to debate the term legal, Kurt. By the way, welcome to the program. News the networks refuse to use starts now.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kirk Crosby's getting high on honey. Raw honey.
Yeah, right. That's right. Sweet.
Getting a big old sugar rush.
I just don't understand the whole pot thing, you know. But
what don't you understand, at least, Kirk?
Well, you know, they want to say...
Who's
what,
they?
Supposed to stay on the ground?
Yeah.
I don't understand that part.
Well, I'll explain to you in just a second.
Right.
And you know how we have those weird, this can't really be true moments that I bring up?
Yeah.
Like, how can this... Well, I'll tell you one of those, too, with this pot story. And no, you're not high. Hold on.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What, what are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so they say pot's supposed to stay on the ground, Kurt. That's the problem here. Even where it's legal to get high. Well, Kurt, you know, remember how we've talked about in Kansas, those gentlemen that got caught between federal law and state law with regards to, you know, silencers and everything, and the state law said it was legal. And Brownback and the legislature of the state said no problem, and then the Fed said uh-uh. And these guys got caught in the middle between state law and federal law, and then they became felons over it. And we had Richard Mack report live from the scene, from the Kansas steps, and we've asked Brownback to write a letter and do all these different things, and it's just tragic. You remember that scenario? Well,
yes.
The same thing applies here, Kurt. Okay?
All right.
Here's the deal. In 29 states, you can legally use medical marijuana for a variety of things, including the relief of pain, anxiety, or stress. But what if you want to travel with your pot? You see, the problem is secure airport areas, Kurt. Beyond the Transportation Security Administration's checkpoints are under federal control. Now, the federal government, of course, classifies marijuana as a Schedule I most harmful substance, sir. Even in states where it's legal for adults to consume it. Now, they say the laws conflict, and this is where the article from USA Today, no, the New York Times in this case, the New York Times lies. They say federal law trumps state law, making it illegal to fly with marijuana on carry-ons or checked luggage. It's also illegal to transport marijuana across state lines, even if both states have legalized it. Still, some passengers on domestic flights especially take the risk because they don't really search for pot. The TSA has a to-do list, you know, like fighting terrorism, groping your body, that kind of stuff. They don't really have time to look for pot. They're looking for things that could, quote, take down an airplane, like guns, explosives, knives, something like that. But if they do discover marijuana, they will call in local law enforcement. And they say the 54 million passengers that went through Denver Airport, International Airport in 2015, the TSA stopped only 29 people for possession of pot. So they don't even bust people or give people tickets. They say, you got to take that pot home or throw it away. You can't take it on the plane, sir. So, you know, if I have a little teeny knife as long as my fingernail so I can cut maybe thread for my wife's sewing or something, they'll take that from me. But, hey, you just get on the plane with pot, and most of the time they won't catch you. And if they catch you, they'll just be like, sir, you got to smoke that real quick. No, just kidding. You got to take that home or they'll throw it away for you. Now, Kurt, here's the question for all this. What do you do when you got a conflict between federal and state law and the mainstream press is promoting fake news saying federal law trumps state law? Do you believe that? Do you buy that?
Well, at least to me, this, you know, kind of goes back to that old thing. Do you remember when they'd have Ron Paul in the House and they'd say, yeah, Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders? Anyway, or some the guy from New York, not Schumer, but anyway, they'd say, man, they're working together, you know. And what would be happening was the one guy was more of a, you know, kind of a pro-drug guy, not Ron Paul. But he was like, hey, everybody should be able to do that. And Ron Paul was like, well, the federal government's not supposed to have anything to do with it because it's not in the Constitution. And yet they'd try to...
And it's in the jurisdiction of the state.
Yeah, because anything outside of this is not, you know, it's the 10th Amendment, right? Where it says
it's
left to the states.
I agree that federal law in certain realities trumps state law. I'll give you an example. Your right to keep and bear arms. The state doesn't have authority to take away that right.
Right.
Okay, because it's defined in the supreme law. Okay. But things like marijuana that aren't even defined in the supreme law, I disagree 1,000% with this fake news peddling author that tells you for the New York Times that federal law trumps state laws if that's always a given. That's a lie. It isn't true. It's jurisdictionally false. And we have a court case in Richard Mack or Prince Mack versus U.S. to prove it. Okay, you can't compel federal government folks can't compel state people to do things, etc. It goes on and on, but there's dual sovereignty there. Now, the most interesting piece of this whole story, in addition to this battle over pot, I only bring it up because guess what the author's name is, Kurt? I mean, it's hard to take the New York Times even seriously when you see this.
It's probably like, let's see, Mary Jane or something.
Close.
Like
you're so close. It's Julie Weed.
Oh,
I kid you not. The author at the New York Times, Julie Weed, wrote this article on pot and conflicting laws in America.
Oh, boy. That is
it's spelled W-E-E-D. And this is the kind of things where I'm just like, are you kidding me? And they expect me to trust the mainstream press when Julie Weed's out there talking about pot and telling you that federal law trumps state law?
That's crazy.
Is she high? I mean, what's going on around here?
Hard to, I mean, we see it so many times, you know.
I mean, it'd be like if my name was Sam Munchies. And I wrote an article on pot about how hungry people get. And it's like Sam Munchies. Okay, that's what I mean. It's just crazy. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Sam Weed? Okay. Julie Weed wrote this article. New York Times. Pot is supposed to stay on the ground, even where it's legal to get high. Okay, and then Julie Weed wrote this thing. And she's supposed to give me confidence that it's not fake news. But I'm telling you it's fake news. Federal law does not always trump state law. That's a lie. It isn't true. It isn't true at all. And if you don't believe
me, the globalist kind of people, you know, that want to basically make the UN be the world government, they're the ones that they like to elevate and get it away from the states to the federal government, and then they want to move it on up. That's what they're, you know, the kingmen kind of folks. That's what they're trying to do.
That's a great point, Kurt. You're spot on. All right, now, I want to talk about this next piece. I'm just losing faith in Donald so fast it's shocking. And I don't mean to criticize the president, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to stand with Donald on things that are false principles. Headline from New York Times, Kurt. Robert Pear wrote this piece, says this. Trump administration plans to keep paying health subsidies disputed by the House. So remember how they say that, well, the subsidies are a problem. The House says the payments are illegal because Congress never authorized them. You remember this, Kurt? And there's a lawsuit over this?
Okay, so you're saying there's subsidies from the government to pay for what?
To pay insurance companies.
Okay.
For benefits or whatever, you know, to...
Yeah.
The subsidies to help insurance companies under the Affordable Care Act or whatever. So the bottom line is the House says these payments are illegal. We never authorized them.
Oh.
And the House sued the federal government over this. And of course, it's still whining through Never Never Land, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But while that's going on now,
getting
Donald
gobbled
says,
up by all the lawyers and judges, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Just nobody that's wins right. but the government and the judges, right? Or the government and
that's
the
right.
insurance companies.
The legal
in bed with the
system.
Government.
Or,
anyway. The point that I'm getting at is that Donald says he's going to still pay those payments anyway. Now, why would Donald do that, Kurt? Donald said how horrible health care was. He was going to shut it down. He was going to do everything he could to stop it. He was going to get it done right out of the gate. And now the House is saying these are illegal payments because we've never authorized them. Now, this is where the liberals are saying Trump's starting to get back sanity. Okay, House Republicans back in 2014 said that the Obama administration was paying the subsidies illegally. And now the Democrats are saying, well, Donald has some sanity now. It'll stop the insurance companies and the Affordable Care Act from unraveling. So there you have it, Kurt. So now Donald says, I'm going to pay these. No problem. And the Democrats are all giddy, and the House members are going, what are you talking about? It was illegal for Barack to pay them, and it's illegal for you to pay them, Donald. So now Donald promoting illegality, Kurt. So first he bombs somebody that he has no authority to do, and now he's funding insurance. So he basically sold out and backed this plan by Paul Ryan to replace Obamacare with nothing more than a Republican version of subsidized health care, lying, pretending that it was getting rid of the Affordable Care Act, or repeal. He backed that. Then that got shut down. He attacked the Republicans that were wanting true repeal. Then he went and bombed a country without authority. Now he's running around and funding illegal payments against the House's lawsuit. You just can't support Donald when he does this kind of stuff, folks. He's lost his mind. But I warned you this would happen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Scott Ritter, former UN arms inspector from 91 through 98, has taken issue with the media's drumbeat blaming Syria with extensive details. Writing in the Huffington Post, he said, quote, no one disputes the fact that Syrian Air Force Su-22 fighter bombers conducted a bombing mission against a target on the morning of April 4, a critical piece of information that has largely escaped reporting by the media is that that area is ground zero for Islamic jihadists who have been at the center of many disputes. Former CIA officer Ray McGovern has roundly condemned the Trump administration's attack on Syria, telling RT Television that, quote, there has been an uneasy rush to judgment blaming Syria for the chemical weapons attack. He says, I've never seen anything like it. He recalled that when the media also was quick to blame Syria for the 2013 sarin gas attack in Damascus, General Martin Dempsey intervened and warned Obama that the sarin gas used in the attack did not match the military grade that was possessed by Syria. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When it comes to books, videos, health food, and natural products, please do business with the good guys today. Phone in orders available by calling 877-817-9829 or purchase online at thepowermall.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the bottom line is the Trump administration plans to keep illegally paying health subsidies despite dispute with the House. Kurt, this is beyond the pale. Donald is doing everything to undermine everything he claimed he wanted to get done. By the time you back Paul Ryan and crew in the House to try to get this health care replacement bill off the ground, which isn't a repeal at all, which is what was promised, and then you attack all the conservatives that put a halt to it, thank heavens they did. Now Trump's moving on. He's not going to work on repeal anymore or whatever. And now then after that, he turns and now he's going to pay these subsidies, even though they're illegal, even though there's a lawsuit over it. Talk about every excuse to be able to get out of it. But yet he's back in the very agenda in so many ways that he said he was completely against. He said, we want a humble foreign policy. He said, why would we attack or go after Syria? Now he literally spends $60 million in one night to literally attack, and now the whole world's aflame with abuse by the Americans, not even the real discussion. And now we're at odds with the Russians, we're at odds with North Korea, we're at odds with Syria, and it's just like, are you kidding me? What on earth has he done? Any final comment on this, Kurt? But I cannot support Donald when he does these things. Look, when you commit illegal activities, you need to be impeached. And if he keeps it up, we need to go for criminal intent, Kurt. This is abuse. It's got to stop. He has no authority to make these payments or to attack Syria, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you've got, for example, one of the headlines on Drudge says, Buchanan, colon, war consuming Trump presidency. When you go to the link, it's Buchanan.org, so it's the Patrick Buchanan official website, and it says, it makes no sense. Why would Assad order a gas attack on children, certain to ignite America's rage, for no military gain? And then he says, this has the marks of a false flag operation to stampede America into Syria's civil war.
Well, it already got done because of the Donald, yeah. The guy that swore he wasn't going to do that.
And then it says, is Trump enlisting in the war party?
Yes, he got suckered by Kissinger and crew.
Yeah, he says, by firing off 6 Tomahawk missiles at a military airfield, our America First president may have plunged us into another Middle East war that his countrymen do not want to fight. Thus far, Bashar Assad seems unintimidated Brushing off the strikes, he has defiantly gone back to bombing the rebels from the same Sherat air base that the U.S. missiles hit. Trump will not stop here, warned U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley on Sunday. If he needs to do more, he will. If Trump fails to back up Haley's threat, the hawks now cheering him on will begin deriding him as Donald Obama. But if he throbs to the war drums of John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Marco Rubio and orders Syria's Air Force destroyed, we could be at war not only with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but with Syria,
who, by the
Russia,
way, we created and funded and trained and armed.
Good point. But with Syria, Russia, Iran, and Hezbollah.
Yeah, that'd be
Syrian
a good
idea. A Syrian war would consume Trump's presidency. Are we ready for that? How would we win such a war without raising a large army and sending it back into the Middle East?
The problem is you got to define what winning would even mean. What are we trying to accomplish? One of the big reasons that Congress is responsible for the decision to declare war, Kurt, and the funding thereof is to make sure that 535 people have a chance to discuss this versus one, meaning the president and his insiders, and that the people have the ability to influence their congressmen and senators and let the will of the people be known on this. And then most important to understand is the whole goal is to stay out of war. But if we got into a war, we would have to lay out, here's the goal, here's the defined objectives, here's the funding to accomplish this. It would be a get in and get out scenario with the United States security at stake, or in defense of America, the purpose. What do we have here? I don't even see what the objective is. The objective to topple Assad? If that's the goal, what are we going to have in the vacuum? A greater dictator? A greater abuser? Disaster in the night? What do we accomplish by going into Iraq, for instance, Kurt? What are we toppled? What's that guy's name? Saddam Hussein? Or was that Osama?
Yeah.
I can't remember who's who. Anyway, Osama bin Laden or whatever. Okay, what about these guys? Do we topple? Is it better in Iraq now? Is it like all peaceful and happening, a free market based and everything in Iraq?
I don't think so, but Pat Buchanan goes on. And by the way, from the Drudge link, he shows on the side all the hits that he's getting. It's just like shooting down the list, like all these places. Everybody going there reading this. So it says another problem. Trump's missile attack was unconstitutional.
That's a problem. That's why he ought to be impeached, ladies and gentlemen.
Assad had not attacked or threatened us, and Congress, which alone has the power to authorize war on Syria, has never done so. Indeed, Congress denied President Obama that specific authority in 2013. Then Pat Buchanan says, what was Trump thinking? Here was his strategic rationale. When you kill, I guess this is what he said, quote, when you kill innocent children, innocent babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that crosses many, many lines beyond a red line. And I will tell you that,
I agree that it does.
That attack on children yesterday had a big impact on me, my attitude towards Syria, and Assad has changed very much, end quote. 2 days later, Trump was still emoting, quote, beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric
attack. Yep, and they are every day in America too, Donald. And what are you doing about it, my friend?
He says, no child of God should ever suffer such horror, end quote. Back to Pat's article, that includes those quotes. He says, now that gas attack was an atrocity, a war crime, and pictures of its tiny victims are heartrending, but 400,000 people have died in Syria's civil war, among them thousands of children and infants. Have they been killed by Assad's forces? Surely. But also by U.S., Russian, Israeli, and Turkish planes and drones, and by Kurds, Iranians, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, U.S.-backed rebels, and Shiite militia. Assad is battling insurgents and jihadists who would slaughter his Alawite, I guess that's Alawite, I don't know exactly how you say it. It's A-L-A-W-I-T-E, brethren, and the Christians in Syria, just as those COPTSs, Copts, were massacred in Egypt on Palm Sunday. Why is Assad more responsible for all the deaths in Syria than those
fighting
overthrow and
kill him? But Kurt, how many deaths are we talking about total? 400,000?
He says 400,000.
Now, don't get me wrong. That's horrible. That's cursed. Don't. But we're talking about 50-plus million babies in America murdered, destroyed with the pro-death policy, described as a woman's choice. Okay? What about that, Donald? So I'm not against, you know, I'm not against the horrors that are occurring here. I'm just saying, how do we even fit into that? We got to stay away from it. But the Donald's melting down, and I'm telling you, he ought to be impeached over this. He has no authority. Now, there's an article written for the Daily Caller Politics section, Kurt, that headlines and says this. Tillerson says U.S. will defend innocence around the world. Now, I got a question, Kurt. Does that mean in the United States, too?
That's, you know, and like Pat Buchanan says here, he says, our America first president, you know, but then you're forgetting that, right? You know, because all around the world, we're going to defend everybody. And yet, what about America, right?
Yes, and my question, then, what babies. About the innocent babies? And we're going to run around and talk about the babies. Let's talk about the babies, Kurt.
Yeah. All right. Lives matter.
And so you're going to run around the world and protect innocence, defend innocence around the world. It doesn't matter where it is. Donald's setting the standard that if there's abuse of innocence, we're going to get after them. What about in America? Just because they put on a suit coat and perform an abortion that's partial birth by, you know, sticking a blunt object into the back of the baby's head and murdering it. Is that any less abusive than the gas we see going on TV, Kurt? Of course, it's against the law to talk about abortion in too graphic of terms there now.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want to upset anybody.
See, I'm just saying, what are we going to do here, folks? Look, we've got the most conservative Supreme Court we've had in a long time. We've got the president, we've got the House, the Senate. If anything can get done for pro-life, it's now. But we're too busy gallivanting around the world, blowing stuff up, spending $60 million. Well, we can't really get rid of the funding of Planned Parenthood. Well, we really can't get forced paid for abortions out of government health care because Donald's going to fund it even though the House says it's illegal. See, what on earth is going on around here, folks? And people run around and expect me to defend Donald under no uncertain terms. You got to defend our own, people say. What about our own babies that are being murdered while we gallivant around the globe saying we'll protect innocents everywhere? Rex, you're out in the weeds, buddy. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I hate to be negative, but I'm going to tell it to you straight. The Republicans are melting down literally at every turn. The Freedom Caucus is the only folks standing up doing a good job, but the Donald literally browbeating Republicans that stand for liberty as he pretends to defend innocence around the world and bombs Syria. $60 million spent in just a few hours as we promote the military-industrial complex and as the inside Republicans and Democrats that are all for pro-war cheer Donald on. But the reason I say the Republicans are melting down is because, look, Kurt, when the Republicans got in power back in the early 90s, it was called the Republican Revolution, or the Freshman Revolution back then, they melted down because of sexual scandal. Remember Newt Gingrich got caught cheating on his wives and everything else, and it just unraveled the whole reality check. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing's happening again now. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley resigns amid what they call criminal inquiry. And I guess they have charges now, writes Brian Lyman. And I guess what happened is he got caught cheating with a staffer on his wife, ruined his big-time long-term marriage to his wife.
Yeah, 50
it's all melted
years
down.
Of marriage, you know.
And, you know, there you go. So that's a big old meltdown, a big old egg on the, you know, face of Republicans everywhere. But if that wasn't enough, now you got the Bill O'Reilly scandal continuing. Kurt's got an update.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep track of all of them.
Dateline Reuters news service.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, I got more on that Alabama one, but the Fox one, you've got John McCrank, you know, I guess he's kind of cranky, Sam, that writes this one. He says, Fox News parent, 21st Century Fox said it will investigate a sexual harassment claim against TV anchor Bill O'Reilly.
So let me stop you. Fox is going to look into their own sexual scandals?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the IRS checking into complaints against
IRS
the IRS.
Problems, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Anyway, I guess the lady, her name is Wendy Walsh. She is a former regular guest on Fox's The O'Reilly Factor. I guess, she was a psychologist, radio host, etc. And she said that O'Reilly reneged on an offer to secure her a lucrative job on the network after she declined his invitation to join him in his hotel suite after a dinner in early 2013.
By the way, if she wasn't at that dinner, the likelihood of her even being invited or coerced or pushed or encouraged to join him in the suite would not have happened, Kurt. So I back up and stand on Mike Pence's point. She shouldn't have been at the dinner in the first place. But nevertheless, I'm not so sure him inviting her back to his room is a sexual harassment thing, Kurt.
Well, and then...
Did she go?
What about O'Reilly? What about O'Reilly? Wouldn't it be nice to say that O'Reilly was still married, who, as far as I understand, he's divorced?
Yeah, and he wouldn't go to a dinner with a woman.
And he would have done the Mike Pence thing and, you know,
he doesn't want to be known as a woman hater, Kurt.
Yeah,
he's supposed to love them women.
Wouldn't it,
a little too much.
It'd sure be nice, at least for O'Reilly and in this case, this Mrs. Walsh or Ms. Walsh.
Anyway, bottom line is you got Republican distraction big time. The conservatives can't get anything done because Donald keeps attacking them and the insiders have too much control. Then you got basically sexual harassment and sexual innuendo and allegations and fraud and resigning and payouts and who knows what, to the point where it's such a distraction, I'm not sure what can be done about it.
Yeah, and back a little bit more on the Alabama thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at that earlier, you know, and you're thinking, you know, imagine if the Alabamans were, well, if they had been, you know, forced to keep poor good old Judge Roy Moore, and maybe he had been their governor, and maybe this will open up a way.
Can't have that happen. He believes in thou shalt not commit adultery or do anything like unto it. You can't have that guy around.
This guy that's basically now announced his resignation, Governor, Robert Bentley is his name, is 76-year-old grandfather of eight. I guess he, according to the WorldNet Daily piece by Chelsea Schilling, he inadvertently texted his wife of 50 years, Diane, with a message meant for his mistress, former advisor, Rebecca Caldwell Mason. And he said, "I love you, Rebecca." Whoops, sent that to the wrong person. It just, if he'd have followed the Pence rules, I guess the press has nicknamed him down there the Love Gov. I guess he's a former dermatologist and once a Baptist deacon at the, tells you the which church.
Anyway, the bottom line is it's nothing but a distraction. It's a scandal. And I'm telling you, the Republicans are unraveling again. They failed on health care.
Yeah.
They failed on getting rid of the IRS. They failed on abolishing the education department. They failed on getting rid of the endowment of the arts or endowment for the arts. What have they not failed on, it seems? They've done some good. I got to give some credit somewhere. But the problem is that the good is so outweighed. Let me give you an example, Kurt. They were only working like 8 days this month in April in Congress. And they say that Congress is supposed to be home having town halls with you to get a flavor of what you and I think and to interact with us. However, the headline now from Heidi Pirazadilla, however you say her name. Anyway, she's from USA Today, and the headline says, "Republicans avoid town halls after health care votes." They don't want to talk to you, Kurt. They know you'll be mad about their vote. They don't care. They don't want to deal with you. Shut up and go home so they can cheat with their next mistress.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's just the Republicans. I think none of the, the Congress and senators.
Sure,
really
the Democrats are delighted. They'll meet with people.
But what
they'll
I mean
say
is
how
they don't
saved
really
your health care and everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, maybe so. But, the bottom line is they typically don't want to hear from you unless it's, remember what Jerry Hughes used to call it? It was voting time, or whatever. That's when they.
Yeah, you're right. It's not
like
voting time, so they're not interested in seeing you. But I think that the Democrats will meet with people now to gloat and say, "Look, we shut down, the abuse on health care. Now Donald's come to his senses to defend America and protect the babies. Murder baby party is going to run around and say how Donald's protecting babies and praise him." See?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. But I'm telling you, Republicans are all afraid to meet their constituents now because they know we're just not happy. They lied. They didn't keep their promises, and they're melting down. They're going to lose in 18
way,
or 20, Kurt.
On this this Governor Bentley in Alabama?
Yeah.
What do you think? Now, I guess he did serve some jail time, Sam.
Well, that's good.
But
nothing
what
like,
I
nothing better
know
than
is,
a criminal as your mayor. I mean, your governor.
What you think the amount of his bond was?
Oh, 50 bucks or something.
It was $600.
Oh.
But, I mean, don't you usually see, some like the rancher, his will be like $4
million. Oh, yeah,
$50
million, yeah. He'll never get out.
And the governor's with $600.
Well, there you go.
I just thought, wow, guys. That just shows you that insider thing. But when I was reading this thing on the Alabama governor, and I'm not telling you the guy is perfect or anything like this, but, it even has some stuff about, how he, when he found certain... people were kind of helping with some of the, investigations his wife was doing, getting some audio or whatever. He threatened them, threatened the one lady and said, "Hey, man, if you keep this up, you will never work in Alabama again," or something like that.
But this is no different than the Clinton administration, Kurt. The only difference is Bill's better at it.
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking about with the Clintons. It would be all the dead people. At least this guy doesn't have a whole bunch of dead people
that we know
around
of.
Him,
Here's the deal. If he was a Democrat and he promoted, murdering of babies and that kind of stuff, socialism, then he probably would be okay, Kurt.
Well, yeah, this guy'd be going on to higher office.
Yes, sir.
But I think he's not going to be going on to higher office.
All right. Moving on to education, Mr. Walker, Scott Walker, Wisconsin, Kurt.
Well, yeah, this was, at least in my opinion, a little bit of good news. It's, you know, it's kind of tough to find. Tough to find it out there sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. So we try to, you know, highlight something every so often. And so the headline reads, Valerie Strauss is the author, and the headline reads, Walker wants Wisconsin to be first state to stop dictating how much time kids should go to school. Yeah, and so I guess in his proposal, in his new budget, it calls for ending the state's current minimum requirements, which are, I can read y'all, that's so many hours of chair time is what I call it. And then he wants to allow school districts to do what they want in terms of seat hours for students. I mean, imagine leaving that to the
I don't know what the heck he's thinking. Well, I hope he gets it done. Anyway. He took on the unions quite well, did a good job, and I hope he gets this done too.
Well, good thing. At least I couldn't agree more. And I, you know, they do point out that they, it's this this thinking is in line with school reformers such as the Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, and you know, this idea of digital learning and different things like that. But doggone it, there's nowhere in this big long story where they mention that maybe we should just get the government completely out of education.
Of course not. It's the mainstream press, fake news stuff running around everywhere.
But at least it's a step maybe in the right direction.
I hope. Yes, sir. Now, by the way, Neil Gorsuch was sworn in on Monday, Kurt. 113.
A whole lot of swearing going on.
Supreme Court Justice. Do you think we're going to see the needle move towards freedom? Are we going to move towards pro-life now?
Well, I hope so, but I would be surprised, you know. That's all I could say.
Yeah, time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball, folks. We're going to judge it issue by issue. We're going to judge it based on the rule of law, not only God's law, but the constitutional law of the land. And we're going to attack when it's appropriate. We're going to defend when it's appropriate, all based on principle and the rule of law. When Donald wants to attack other nations and bomb Syria, he's wrong and he doesn't have authority. He got to be impeached. Now, I know that's bold talk, folks, but I'm telling you right now, we cannot have presidents thinking they can do whatever they want to. We also cannot have officials violating the checks and balances that made America great if we want America to be great again. You don't make America great again by abusing your authority, okay? That's not how it happens. Standing for God, family, and country, Sam and Kurt. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We need your support in every way, including financial. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.